In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This coming Saturday, our missionaries will once again be crossing our borders and traveling to El Salvador. It will be our sixth mission trip to El Salvador. Every time we come back from El Salvador, after a week of mission work, we feel a certain sense of high. We feel excited and overwhelmed with joy and raw emotions that are hard to explain. We feel transformed by the experience of being there and being with people who are marginalized and cast out by society. We come back proud of what we have been able to experience and accomplish. We feel kind of like the 70 disciples who returned to Jesus after being out there on God's mission. They said to Jesus, "Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us." It was beyond their comprehension. How can this be? However, in Jesus' response to these novices, one can read into that Jesus wasn't terribly impressed with what they had accomplished. He said to them, "Do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your name are written in heaven." Yes, Jesus was impressed with them, but not on what they accomplished, but on their willingness to follow Jesus' call to a mission. It was not because they treaded on the snakes and scorpions that Jesus was impressed. It wasn't because they overpowered their enemy that Jesus was impressed. But it was because these disciples were willing to go to a place that could be dangerous. As a team of two, and they were willing to be vulnerable. Often we missionaries are asked when we come back as to what do you do when you are in El Salvador. What people wanted to know is whether we built or repaired any houses for the poor people there, or helped build a road or a church or a school, or whether we provided medical care for the poor communities we go to. If it isn't to do these things, why do we go? What is our mission? Again, let us go back to the scripture, what Jesus said to them, "Go on your way, see, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house. And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in that house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the labor deserves to be paid." In other words, as far as Jesus is concerned, mission is crossing the borders, breaking down the barriers, building bridges, and making communities with those who are alienated, with those who are different from you, with those who are cast out, with those who are living on the edges of existence, in the margins of society, those who are oppressed and exploited and are taken advantage of, those who are the least and the last and the lost. The Salvadorans are not looking for a handout from us. They are looking for amigos who would walk with them in solidarity in their struggle for human rights and social justice. They want us as companions in their struggle. Let us get back to the scripture. Which was the greater gift Jesus bestowed upon the disciples? The power to heal and cast out demons, or the power to work together and rely on the hospitality and generosity of others? Jesus sent the 70 out in pairs and asked them to carry no purse, no bag, no sandals. Working as a team and depending on others for your sustenance are two concepts that are alien to our society, which deifies individualism and extols independence. The manifesto of the kingdom of God, which the disciples were sent out to proclaim, was a direct challenge to the powers of this world. And Jesus knew that there would be plenty who would resist this message. And so he sent them out in pairs as a team. As it was in the days of Jesus, the kingdom message still faces opposition by folks who have self-interest in keeping the status quo. The forces of evil who massacred the nuns, who murdered the Jesuit priest, who assassinated Archbishop Romero in El Salvador, do not like to see the establishment of the kingdom of God in their society. The kingdom message of freeing societies of criminals, whether they are drug traffickers or sex slave traders or gang members, faces strong opposition, whether it is here or in El Salvador. The kingdom message of exalting the poor and putting down the mighty won't sit well with the oligarchs who continue to bleed El Salvador of its riches and resources. This kingdom work is done in teams. As a company of believers, we held on to each other, console each other, encourage each other, embolden each other, and even believe for each other. Our culture insists that it is all up to us as individuals. You only go around once, and that there is not enough for everyone. And so we have been taught to look out for number one, and that the one who dies with the most toys win. In contrast, gospel reminds us that we find success only with and for each other. Today's scripture reminds me of my postulancy retreat in Massachusetts. 16 of us who were selected to undergo the process of ordination to priesthood and diaconal ministry were called for a three-day retreat in Essex, Massachusetts. I arrived on the day of the retreat fully prepared with a suitcase packed to the maximum and another bag with full of books. After I parked myself in my room with my things, I went to the first meeting led by Bishop Tom Shaw, a monk. He started our time together by first reading this passage from Luke. When he read the line from the passage, "Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals," I was thinking and sweating about the suitcase full of things I brought to my room for the retreat. When Jesus commanded them that they take nothing with them as they go on their mission, it meant that they must depend on the generosity of others for their meals, for their stay, for, well, just about everything. For us North Americans, such dependence on others is intolerable. It makes us feel uncomfortable. It makes us feel not prepared, unsafe, and very, very vulnerable. When we go to El Salvador, we go as privileged people. Just the fact that we have the American passport carries a lot of weight. How about the credit cards? How about the dollars? It is hard for us to be vulnerable. We experience a little bit of hardship and vulnerability, perhaps, when we take that cold showers in the morning. Susan, you didn't know that. You just signed up for it. Or I hear that this time we will be traveling on the back of a pickup truck for a while. You didn't know that either, Susan. While it may be difficult for us to let go of our inherent privileges and become vulnerable and dependent, let us know that this is the key to walking in true solidarity with the people you work with. Today's scripture highlights the importance of being in community. Working together as a team, depending on each other for our successes and survival, and letting ourselves to be vulnerable. They are especially a timely reminder for us on this July 4th weekend. Sometimes we see this day as a tribute, not just for our independence from Great Britain, but also to the spirit of American individualism. Jesus' insistence on working in pairs and not as lone rangers, and his insistence on depending on the hospitality and generosity of the host community, are counter to our culture that extols individualism and invulnerability. The early settlers and pioneers were aware of their dependence on each other for their survival when they came here to these shores. You can sense that in the way they named the colonies as Commonwealth, where the good of individual was inextricably linked to the good of the whole. At the signing of the Declaration of Independence, Benjamin Franklin said, "We must hang together, or assuredly we will all hang separately." Let us claim for ourselves this gift Jesus bestows on his disciples, the gifts of community and the gift of trusting obedience. When we see that our hope and our welfare, when we see that our success and accomplishments are inextricably linked to that of those around us, including the brothers and sisters in El Salvador, we will realize that we can accomplish so much more than we could possibly alone. And in the process, we may also discover something new, something along with the early disciples, that our names too are written in the book of heaven.